Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Right now, Great Midwest Bank Hotline has Mark Simon of Sports Info Solutions on the line. Okay, we'll chop this up with you, Mark. Christian Yelich or Ben Gamel in that bases loaded tying run at the plate situation today?
Well, hang on. It's funny to me that you're going to say Gamel walked, right?
Yeah.
He did a positive, and then you got your guy up. I think. So what was the situation was that Miller was still pitching, right?
Correct. Yes.
Yeah, I don't mind holding. Well,
they're both left-handed, so both
yeah,
Gamel and
left-handed. That's a tough one. I feel like, well, in the end, you got the matchup that you wanted, though, because you got the lefty Yelich against the righty Hicks.
You did. Yep.
So I don't think you can really write about that. And for anyone that's saying that he only hits home runs at home, that's like the Carlos Beltran hits home runs only when Pedro Martinez pitches.
Right.
Theory that I had to fight my way through like 10, 15 years ago.
Hey, let me ask you this, and we're seeing a good chunk of games here with Yasmani Grandal behind the dish here for the crew. And watching the game the other night, one of the analysts, Bill Schroeder, made a comment that Grandal is dropping a few pitches here and there.
Mm-hmm.
And his quote was, he's costing his pitchers some strikes. Is there a metric that measures maybe, you talk about pitch framing. What about the other side of that where, man, you dropped the ball, it kind of screwed with the umpire a little bit, and you didn't get the call?
So I don't have the information in front of me on that, but I feel pretty good in the idea, and I feel like I've read it somewhere, that he's right on that. That if you drop a pitch, or if you miss, especially, we do know this, that if the catcher's glove has to slide significantly one way or the other, when he's trying to catch a pitch, even if it's like something right down the middle, that does cause problems. And I guess for Grandal, that is an issue. Over his history, though, he certainly catches a lot more than he misses, and the positives far outweigh the negatives with that. So I would say that could be an issue now. I would say if that's an issue 50 games from now, that's when we should be talking more significantly about it.
Gotcha.
Mark, as you look into the bullpen and how many innings the Brewers' bullpen has had to work towards, there's always been in the last couple of years, Craig Counsell was pulling his pitchers in the sixth inning after 17 outs. 17 outs is what he pounded into a lot of our brains as what he's looking for a starting pitcher, because the metrics proved that once you got into the third time through the order, hitters had a significantly more success against starting pitchers. Just how true is that?
Yeah, that's very true. Actually, I look at that almost every day. We provide notes to a couple of different broadcast crews, and we always look at for the starting pitcher first time through, second time through, third through. And the penalties from guy to guy are pretty severe on average. I'd have to think of what it exactly is, but I guess it's imagine that a guy has like a 230 batting average against, that it becomes like 260, 270. And the hits don't just become singles and doubles, they become home runs. And the slugging percentages third time through the order are very high. There are 100, 150 point jumps like Chassin and Davies. And I guess at the same time, you're expecting better things from a guy like Alex Wilson, who I was watching, I think it was last night, who's sputtering a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'll stay right there with that bullpen. And that was my next thing here. Going into last night, the Brewers' bullpen has pitched in the fourth most in all of baseball. And do you consider, when you do some of the numbers, I'm trying to take some of the good out of here, do you consider the amount of innings before you just say, hey, this bullpen sucks? Well, I almost swore there. The bullpen sucks.
Please don't.
And, however, they're pitching so many innings that it's inflated a little bit because they have to cover so many innings.
Yeah, and that's why you need Gio to be a pretty good guy here, just to take sort of the heat off. I was talking about this with someone yesterday. The average team now is going through like 25 to 30 pitchers over a season. And I know that when I was a lot younger, and certainly I'm sure when you guys were a lot younger, that's an absurd number. That the number of innings that bullpens are being asked to get, there aren't that many good pitchers out there. And when you get into an organization's 18th and 19th and 20th and 21st pitchers, boy, you have to be very fortunate to hope that you have really good ones. Now, last year the Brewers did, but does that hold year to year? I don't know. If you go deep in a postseason run, guys have to pitch extra innings. You see the effect of that. And you look at a guy like Hader, and you're seeing, I guess, the effect of it a little bit from him with the home runs allowed.
Mark, talk a little bit more about Sports Info Solutions Football Rookie Handbook as we're just one day away from the NFL draft.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Sports Info Solutions Football Rookie Handbook ranks 250-plus players. If you read the book, and I know that you guys have looked at it very carefully.
Every day.
It treats you as if you are the GM. Like, the first time I opened it, I was like, what is this language that I'm reading right now? But it's very comprehensive. You can order it online at activesports.com. It's a great tool, even after the draft, if you want to evaluate your team's players. For us, I know people think that Kyler is the best guy in the draft, but for us, we've got Quinnen Williams number one. Overall, is the best player out there, and we like Kyler, the Ohio State quarterback as well. After that, I think we're a little less positive about some of the quarterbacks than some of the other sources might be.
All right, very good, Mark. Thanks for the time, man. We'll talk again.
You got it.
All right, there he is, Mark Simon, Sports Info Solutions on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline.
Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.